This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are there really secret plans to create a European army? And I'm talking about a very mighty and powerful European army? It appears so. I'd like to talk to you today about biblical prophecies showing that a European army is going to be established. So powerful, that it will ultimately be able to defeat the United States of America and Great Britain in a coming war called the Great Tribulation in Scripture. I'd like to read to you from the Telegraph, dated May 27, saying this. British voters are being conned by Brussels officials who are keeping plans for a European army secret until after the referendum, leading Tories have claimed. Mr. Fox, the former defense secretary who served under David Cameron, told the Telegraph that the ambitions showed the EU is wedded to the dangerous fantasy of creating a single defense force. Another Eurosceptic, Tory MP, said voters were being deceived and hoodwinked about the true scale of the EU's drive to create a single army. The backlash came as it emerged. Plans to move towards the creation of a European army are being kept secret from British voters until the day after next month's referendum. Drawn up by the EU's foreign policy chief, the Global Strategy on Foreign and Security Policy foresees the formation of new European military and operational structures. The first step towards a EU army is supported by Germany and other countries, the Times reports. Mr. Fox told the Telegraph, "Those of us who have always warned about Europe's defense ambitions have always been told not to worry, but step by step, that ever closer union is becoming a reality." Now, my friends, we are producing a weekly update, and you can receive a free copy of that weekly update via email if you want to become a subscriber. And in this current weekly update, we are making the following comments. A Church of God organization wrote last week, quote, "Bible prophecies have long foretold that just before the return of Jesus Christ, 10 kings or groups of nations with links to the ancient Roman Empire will surrender their sovereignty to a single European leader and play a major role on the world stage. The breakup of the EU could lead to the fulfillment of these prophecies." Close quote. We continue to say this is erroneous, as the Bible does not indicate or even hint at the possibility that the EU will break up. It is true that some nations, such as the UK, will leave the EU, but this will not constitute a breakup of the EU. Quite to the contrary, the EU will remain an extremely powerful bloc economically, politically, and militarily called Babylon the Great in Scripture. It is out of this prosperous power bloc that 10 Euro nations or groups of nations will emerge, which will then give their power and authority to the beast, a political and military leader. Furthermore, these 10 nations or groups of nations do not only have links to the ancient Roman Empire, but they will constitute the 10th and last revival of the ancient Roman Empire. And even though some may want to ignore and forget this important fact, this revival will be under German leadership, with the beast being a man, not a woman, of German or Austrian heritage. Before I go on, let me just tell you that we have a free booklet prepared, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, and you might want to get a copy of this, absolutely free of charge, and that will tell you what the Bible has to say about this last revival, which is going to happen, and which is already beginning to happen in Europe. The Independent wrote on May 27, "Senior EU leaders are preparing the ground for a possible Brexit vote with high-level meetings aimed at a Plan B future of the bloc without the UK, including closer cooperation on security and defense matters. The leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, and other core members are likely to double down on closer union. The bloc will be unlikely to offer Britain a favorable trade deal in the event of a Brexit. Now, we don't say that the Brexit is going to happen in July. We are going to say, dogmatically, it's going to happen in the future. It's understood, the article goes on to say, the plans are supported by leading EU countries and refer to powers set out in the 2009 Lisbon Treaty, which could allow 9 or more member states to embark on their own plans for an EU military headquarters. Did you get that? 9 or more member states can build a military headquarters. The Bible speaks of 10 nations or groups of nations. Deutsche Welle wrote on May 27, Germany is ready to take on a bigger military role to maintain global security, according to a government white paper. The draft document indicates a possible shift away from Germany's post-war era of military restraint. The government's position paper on security policy said Germany was increasingly seen as a key player in Europe and had a responsibility to actively help shape the global order. Did you get that? A key leading role. In fact, it's going to be the leading role in Europe when everything is said and done. The new white paper on security policy, the first of its kind since 2006, aims to provide guidelines for the future operations of the German armed forces. The foreign and defense ministries, as well as Chancellor Angela Merkel, have reportedly agreed on the draft plan. German officials have made similar statements in the past. One of the most recent instances occurred at the annual Munich Security Conference in 2014, when the defense and foreign ministers, as well as the president, President Gauck, all said it was time for Germany to take a leading role in global affairs. What did I tell you earlier? It's going to be the beast of German or Austrian descent leading those 10 nations or groups of nations coming out of the current EU, coming out of the current Euro powers. And that brings me to the next one, the Euro powers, because people are all confused about that one too. People have said, oh, well, the Euro is going to go away. The Euro is going to fail. The nations will go back to their own individual currencies. That, my friends, is blatant nonsense. Here's why. Express wrote on May 28. As a historic referendum in England looms less than a month away, a parliamentary veteran delivered a rousing speech drawing parallels with the EU and famous empires throughout history. Lord Owen, who served as Foreign Secretary in the 1970s, said, "The single currency showed Brussels bureaucrats are trying to create a unified European state." The former Labour minister said, "The single currency is the founding element of a United States of Europe." Let me just say, a United States of Europe is prophesied. The Euro is a glue holding it together. The Euro is not going to fail. Goes on to say, look at the history. Charlemagne, the first empire that they tried to build in Europe, they had a single currency. There is pages of history written about creating currency unions across a number of countries, and there's that end result. They either merge or the currency fails. But the Bible says it won't fail. They will merge. We say in our update, the euro is a glue which keeps the eurozone together. It is therefore short-sighted to propose that the euro will fail and that the individual member states will return to national currencies, since we know from biblical prophecy that 10 European nations or groups of nations will gain power together for a short time. And they will, in a united fashion, give their power to a charismatic political and military leader. So here you have it. The signs are there. I pray you wake up, because the time is short. Please ask our free booklets on the 10 European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire, and please subscribe to our weekly update, because it will inform you on a regular basis as to what is happening in Europe, in the United States of America, around the world, in the light of biblical prophecy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.